RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
.806, hour number 2 of Tee to Green on Majors Week. We go double the time. Thanks for being with us here. The Open Championship going on in Northern Ireland. Play is already underway. The leaders, Shane Lowry and JB Holmes, they tee off at 10:50 this morning. We'll have more on the Open this segment as well. As well as you heard there, our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. Holmes and Lowry at 10:50. Fleetwood and Westwood, they are one shot back at 10:40. Cameron Smith and Justin Harding at 10:30 there at -6, 2 off the lead. Justin Rose and Brooks Koepka, and maybe the best pairing of the day there in terms of big name power. Rose is at -6. He's 2 off the lead. Brooks Koepka is -5. He is 3 off the lead.
I'm just thinking, as you're saying that, I'm thinking TD Green trip to Ireland, golf trip, if we have enough members interested, we could put something together. I'm just thinking.
I'm in.
Okay.
I'm in.
That would be nice.
Well, you would be in. Yeah, you'd have to be in.
The judge has got to release my, you know.
That's right. It's okay. We can get you across international borders, yeah. Jeff.
That's right.
In the luggage. Yeah.
All right. Our West New York PGA Tip of the Week coming up in a moment. Speaking of tips, we're going to get one here from the pro, the Western New York PGA pro, from Penn Hills Club here in Bradford, and that is Jake Northrup. He joins us. Jake, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Nice to be with you guys.
Yes, thanks for having us, and got a beautiful place here.
Wow, we're very fortunate here. We're tucked in a nice little beautiful spot. Yeah. Right here in the hills.
Tell us about the golf course. Like, what's unique about it? What are some of the features that you think make it great?
Well, the history of this golf course from 1937, Walter Travis designing this golf course with what he had back then, and then we're still playing this golf course, and this creek that goes through 14 of the 18th holes, it's always, you hear it. You hear the birds. I mean, it's a beautiful place. I mean, very relaxing.
Yeah, you're in the Allegheny Hills here. It's gorgeous, and it's a little cooler than it would be in the city, too, of Buffalo right now. Yeah. It's beautiful. Coming down here, just the ride down here is amazing. Yeah,
that's right. And just, Kevin said it to start the show, but for those just joining again, I know, you know, I hear introducing Jake as Western New York PGA Pro. The Western New York PGA section travels into Pennsylvania towards Erie and Bradford, right, and areas like that.
Yeah, so we're on the southern tip of it.
Yeah, I don't want to confuse our Buffalo listeners that are like, what are they saying, Western New York PGA?
Every time there's a meeting, he's got to pack a snack, though.
That's right.
That's true.
Yeah, those Rochester events are a long ride for you.
Yeah, that's a track.
Yes.
But we've now come down here a few times into Bradford and into Erie for our show, and
I didn't go to bed last night. That's right. No, I'm kidding. It's an hour and a half. Yeah, roughly an hour and a half to come down and for the show here. You know, it's interesting, the history of the golf club. It's got to be neat to be a pro at a club. And we're just chatting off the air. Like you said, when you took the job, like there's all these old photos and files of just the history of this golf club and the tournaments that went on here.
Yeah, I mean, the history is rich. I mean, if the walls could talk, I mean, a lot of stuff this place has hosted over the years. Just that stat alone of that 1963 to 74, the Zippo Open was here. Tons of events. It's a lot of stuff has happened here, and it's really exciting.
And the clubhouse is designed. This clubhouse is amazing.
Clubhouse was the original design of the architect that did Wingfoot. Mm-hmm. And Wingfoot needed a bigger clubhouse. Mm-hmm. So he went back to drawing a clubhouse for Wingfoot. When Penn Hills came looking for the same, like a clubhouse design, the architect was like, hey, I have one. It's a little, you know, if you want it,
it's on
give
sale.
You a good deal.
Right,
yeah. Good deal. It's sitting right here on my desk. Yeah. So Walter Travis, and that when he saw this property, because it's kind of tucked in, as you can see in the hills, he knew right away what he wanted to do, and he was going to use the creek. And we still have a lot of our three redesigned holes on the back nine, because Dick Wilson did the back nine, and those three holes are the original renderings of Walter Travis on the original parchment paper, had the exact elevations of what we used, and we had an architect, Ian Andrew, came in and pretty much took those blueprints and redid those greens, and they came out beautifully. I mean, this is our third year on them, and they're really nice.
You mentioned that creek. I bet that it comes into play shot strategy, right?
Yeah, you better pay attention to it.
Yeah,
you definitely line your tee shots. There's some force carries. I mean, if you're fortunate enough to be able to hit it over 300 yards, you're not in play. But if you're like 260, 240.
Oh, my wheelhouse.
Yeah, that's right. Keep your eye on it.
I can blast it.
That's
right.
Jeff, how many places have we gone to where we've heard that similar story, where courses are trying to either have done or going to go back to what originally the original design was to be here? And I think that, you know, we're seeing that quite a bit.
Well, I think you see it when you have great architects like Walter Travis or Donald Ross. And over the years, members will get involved and plant trees or change holes. And they realize the architects designed the holes for a reason. And they're designed a certain way for a reason. And when you have that cachet of a Walter Travis, you want to save that type of design, because it's important. I mean, it's part of golf history. He's part of golf history. So I do, you know, over years and years, things change too. Like, you know, if you have a bunker next to a green, you keep hitting shots for 40 years out of that bunker, it changes that lip. You know, you've added sand to that lip of that bunker for 40 years. So over time, things will change. Tees will grow, and people want to get it back to the original design. And I think they're also more fun and more playable because they're not as long. You know, a lot of the newer courses, for a while in the 90s, everybody was trying to get their courses to be
the
super long.
Possible.
Yeah, the hardest, the toughest, the double black diamond, all this and that. And we found that's not much fun to play for most people. So I think people are going back to what they can. And the beauty, the simplicity, and what they used to build this course in 1937, they didn't have, you know, they were using horses and pulling plows and everything else.
Yeah, you'll notice from our fairways, I mean, they're not flat.
Yeah.
They're beautiful fairways, but a lot of undulations and a lot of knobs and
yeah, it feels like
spots.
Nature. I'll walk through the woods.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Jake Northrup, the PGA Pro here at Penn Hills Club in Bradford, as we broadcast live here on Tee to Green. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitas. So this event, the Blaisdell Pro-Am, coming up next week. Are you excited to be a part of that again?
Oh, yeah. This is going to be our sixth year. Time as flies. But we got 72 of the best pros in our area. I mean, when I say area, we're talking North Carolina, Florida, Arizona. I mean, this whole country, we've had guys from all the way from California to Maine. And we got guys from Maine coming, and we got guys from Texas coming. So
cool.
So who's it open to? Is it open to PGA professionals?
Yeah, this is a PGA club professional. These are all Class A professionals who have currently work in the business, who have the same qualifications to play in a national club pro. If you're a tour player, you're not playing in this,
right?
You know,
kind of. I don't know. I like if you're a tour player and you came to play in it, like.
Well, here's the thing. This is a premier event. Club pros aren't going to play for a better purse than this,
right?
And
yes.
We're not going to get. And we're used to playing with amateurs and pro-ams and everything. So
correct.
We know how to show a good time. with our groups and stuff. And this format lends itself to be really fun for the pros and the AMs and the pro-am. And we're playing for good money. And it's a great event. And it's laid back, but we're eating, having some drinks.
Sure.
And then the next day, those same pros are going out, playing with pros in threesomes off the first tee, being announced on that first tee, and playing for real money. That's, for many of us, would be life-changing to
sure.
win that. So,
right.
Yeah, and they're all guys that have jobs.
Yeah.
And you all, have a
yeah.
job on top of it. So,
yeah, you would have had to been, you know, employed.
Yes.
Yeah. Sure, yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, that's why I was like, you know, in the PGA Championship when, you know, you see like, I think, was it this year six pros made it? Or am I thinking of the six AMs making the U.S. Open? But whatever. There's always a club pros that make the cut in
right.
the PGA Championship, which I think is very cool.
There's some sticks coming here. And these guys, there's National Club Pro Champions coming. These guys, they see an opportunity like this, they're going to sign up.
Now they let you get out of the shop and practice for this?
Yeah, I, you know.
Are you playing in it, Jake?
I'm playing in it, yeah.
Awesome.
I feel good, you know. I'm
You've got the home course advantage.
Well, you know, I don't
Looks
know.
Like he works out a little bit, too.
That's right.
We're going to play with him after, yeah.
Yeah,
I'll give him some
excited.
Tips.
Yeah,
we'll get you around the course.
Thanks,
right.
Jeff.
Yeah,
I appreciate
no problem.
That. Yeah.
Speaking
yeah.
of tips,
I think you guys should play for money to get used to the conditions.
Well, we'll play for a few bucks.
Yeah, sure.
Jake's like, you bet we are.
Yeah, I'll play. Well, I ain't afraid.
Perfect. Just let me know how many strokes I'm getting against you guys.
That's right.
Speaking of our tips.
Brian's wallet.
Let's do it.
Blown the dust off. Right, sorry.
That's right. No, that's Paul Hamilton. You're mixing us up here.
Paul doesn't even carry one. That's how.
That's right. All right, let's get to our West New York PGA Tip of the Week, brought to you by the West New York PGA. The West New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. You might be seeing this shot at the Open this week at Royal Port Rush, the knockdown shot. So let's talk about that. Jake, let's go to you first. Just for what do you think some keys to being successful on a shot like that?
Well, the knockdown shot is essentially a shot that's a go-to shot that you can keep low. It's into the wind. You got to control the ball flight. And if you don't control the ball flight and you're just kind of just taking this full high swing, it's going to go high. So the things you need to pay attention to, you need to grip down on that club. You need to narrow your stance. You have to get your weight a little bit on the left. And you got to pay attention to that club face on the takeaway. Most people get that toe up or the toe gets pointed down at the top of their swing. That's an open club face. You aren't going to hit anything low with that face, so you really got to pay attention, keep that club face shut. It's going to really help you keep that square through impact. You're going to finish with your hands low, and you're going to hold that low finish, and you're just going to drive that right in the wind, right at your target.
Yeah, I like the shot for a lot of iron shots. I mean, there's a lot of times you don't want to take a full swing. You know, the nice thing about the knockdowns, they tend to go straighter because you're taking some of the spin off it. You're taking some of the variables. So you can keep it knocked down out of the wind. I always, same as you, I like to move it back in my stance a little bit, not too far, because then you end up putting too much spin. Choke up, narrow your stance, lean on that forward post. I try to get my placket, the buttons of my shirt, in front of that ball. Yeah. And just kind of drive it really low. Take one or two extra clubs, sometimes two extra clubs, and practice it. It's a, you know, if you watch good players hit wedges, this is basically what they're doing. They're hitting knockdowns. They're not very seldom. Kevin, you follow the PGA Tour around the country. How often do you see those guys throw those wedges high up in the air?
Only if they have to carry a bunker.
Yeah.
The best example of a tour player that we're watching, that his iron shot is a punch shot, and it's the most beautiful thing, is Tommy Fleetwood.
Oh, yeah, I mean, he just flights everything.
I mean, he just flights everything. He envisions the shot. It's low, it's piercing, and he's playing on the Euro Tour, so.
He gets it to check every he gets that good check and control.
Well, you still get spin. A crisply hit ball, a clean hit ball is still going to spin, even though it's a little lower. It still has spin on it.
Well, everybody talk about Gary Woodland, right, off the tee with that two iron at the U.S. Open. I mean, basically, he's hitting a knockdown, right?
Most of those guys own that shot.
Right.
I mean, that's why they're out there.
That's right. No, you're exactly right.
How many good players can't hit a knockdown? None. You can't be a good player if you're not hitting a knockdown. Yeah.
No doubt. The event, again, is Monday and Tuesday, the Blaisdell Pro-Am here at Penn Hills. Before we let Jake go, let's get a couple thoughts on the Open.
By the way, George said it was sold out Monday.
We
tried.
Next year. Next year. There's always next year.
That's right. I want to bring up Rory McIlroy. He, yesterday, became a story, incredibly trying to make the cut in his home country, near his hometown. Basically, the country's global athlete that they root for. I mean, he's been the most accomplished, and boy, you could feel it through the television yesterday, like the pull and the support that they were giving him after having a disastrous day one. That couldn't have gone any worse. He even has a couple of mental kind of breakdowns in that 79. He comes back, shoots 65, misses it by one, but I mean, for him to do what he did there, improve by 14 strokes. I know he didn't make it, but he stood there and said, you know, I gave it everything I had. He didn't quit. I mean, a lot of guys could have just kind of mailed it in, and he didn't. He went all out and unfortunately missed it by one shot.
That's the resilience of a major tour winner. The guy, you know, he's going to get beat up, and he's used to getting beat up his whole life. You know what? He's going to come back, and he's going to hit it in the mouth the next day, you know, and that's what he did.
And he's got confidence. I mean, this guy's won. He knows, he's a favorite in this event. He's one of the best players in the world. You got to have some confidence. That's an anomaly, a blip when you have a bad day like that, I would imagine.
Well, you know, the fascinating thing to me was, all right, everybody's like, he's done. And he knew he'd have to shoot something special to try and make it. And he kind of did shoot something special. Knowing you have to do it and going on doing it is pretty great. Now, we can look back at round one and be like, oh, out of bounds off one. Okay, that happens. But there were other things during that round that were, you know, atypical, the tap-in, that horseshoed.
I know.
You know, I mean.
And unfortunately, I mean, you could look, there's any shot along the way.
That's when you know it's not your day.
But that's a painful one, knowing that, God, if I had just bared down for a second, I got annoyed that I missed that short par putt and just taken an extra second to just tap it in properly.
Well, through 36 holes, you're going to find some shots you wish you had back, that's for sure. And he's also, in his second round, he made some shots, too. So
correct.
You have to remember that. You know, you always look at the negative after you have a great round. You can say, if I'd have just done this, I'd have shot two shots better. But you forget that you made a 30-footer and you chipped in and all that other stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there is an Irishman on the top of the leaderboard in Shane Lowry. Yeah. He's not from Northern Ireland, the Republic of Ireland, but still, there'll be a lot of fans pulling for him. Darren Clark went into the final hole yesterday and was going to make the cut and then took a triple bogey, ended up missing it. He stormed off, looked not happy. Yeah. Graham McDowell made it on the number, who another one of the acclaimed Northern Ireland
But you think about the players. It's a major, the pressure on, you know, and I thought, was it Chambly or Faldo, one of the two, said he felt Rory mentally went in the wrong, like he said, it's just another week, it's not that special. And he says, I think he should have owned it. I think he was kidding himself with the pressure. Where Shane Lowry, after his press conference yesterday, said, of course I'm thinking about winning it right here in Ireland. You know, I'd be foolish to ignore it.
McDowell said he had a tear in his eye on the first tee.
Yeah, but he goes, I'd be foolish to ignore it. However, there's 36 holes to go.
Yeah.
Right? There's a long way to go here, so.
Isn't it first time 41 years in Northern Ireland? Something like that?
Since 1951. It's
51.
Been longer than that.
60-something.
68, right? Yeah, 68 years since 1951. I think the course looks phenomenal. And everything that we've heard from the players, that they love it.
It looks great.
I'm sure it'll be back in the rotation.
What a test.
Yeah.
What a test.
Yeah. No doubt. Yeah, and it looks
got great names, too. Calamity Corner. Like, I mean, come on.
The Irish are good with that stuff.
Yes.
They are. No doubt. Well, the event itself, obviously, McIlroy won't play the weekend, but we mentioned Lowry and Holmes. How about some of these other names at the top? I mean, you've got Koepka within three, Rose within two, Spieth is within three, and there's some names that back at three under that played what most are saying was the tougher draw. That was playing late yesterday and early on Thursday. Fowler, Stenson, Schauffele, all are minus three. They're all five back, but they kind of played with the tougher of the weather. So maybe we'll see something from one
Stenson's
of them.
Stenson's interesting. You know, you're talking about ball strikers, you know, and he's won the event before. Schauffele, by the way, did you see his driver failed?
Oh, the COR test?
Oh, failed the COR test. First guy to fail the RNA COR test in, like, forever. He scrambled to find another Callaway driver.
I'm a Titleist guy, so I've kind of thought that for years.
It's just interesting. Well, I just, they still test people.
Yep. Tiger got tested.
Yeah. Right, and here's a guy whose driver failed. Like,
Golf is getting close to, like, NASCAR, you know. When the engine can only go so fast, so can your driver.
Well, they test him after the race, too, and, I get you.
The margins are so close on the COR and everything else and the ball speed. All the golf balls are at their max. Now it's just, what are they doing with the dimples and the covers and everything else? Yeah,
that's right. Jake, before we let you go, since I'll be playing with you here, I'm going to try not to embarrass myself. What's the tip to play? Penn Hills great.
The tip to playing Penn Hills great is to pay attention to where you're hitting it on this green with the pin position. If you can, it's not a long golf course, so you can kind of see where you're going, and there's some spots that you definitely don't want to be. So don't short side yourself, because the up and downs would be tricky.
Uphill putts. Try to get the uphill putts.
Yeah.
I'll be expecting you to help me along the way.
You're in good hands.
That's right. Good luck with the event.
Well, thank you very much. It's really nice being with you guys.
Yeah. Thanks for
having
us
with your show.
Appreciate it. Jake Northrup, the PGA Pro here from Penn Hills Club in Bradford. When we come back, Steve Barkowski, the executive director of the Western PGA, more on this event, more
He's
on
here
some
live,
of the things.
Right? Steve's live?
He's late.
He's late.
Oh. He hasn't left yet.
All right.
That's right. We'll talk to him. All the great opportunities going on throughout the summer here with the Western PGA. And our giveaway coming up. So are we going to do it this break?
Let's do it during the break.
We'll do it during
the break.
So we'll video it. We'll tweet it out. The Michelob Ultra Odyssey putter. Right, Kev?
That's right.
All right. That'll be. We'll film it during the break, video it. We'll tweet it out. And we'll announce the winner when we come back. All right. Live at Penn Hills Club. Rolling on here. Hour two of Tee to Green. Hope you're enjoying the coverage here from Bradford, Pennsylvania, here on WGR.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There's a mic out there for you to make that run.
Sort of emotional. I feel like I get a lot of great support anywhere I go, but I really felt it today for whatever reason. You know, like every green to tee, you know, all these people are here for me and they want me to do well. And you know, it sucks I'm not here for the weekend. I would have loved to have played in front of them for two more days. But you know, I'm proud of how I stuck in there. You know, played a really good solid round of golf today. Wasn't quite enough, you know, but the good thing in this game is there's always next week, so try to dust myself off and get ready for Memphis. But I'm just so proud of everyone involved in this tournament and bringing it to Northern Ireland. You know, I wish the ending for me would have been written a little bit differently, but you know, it's been an awesome experience, and I can't wait to come back here in a few years and play another Open.
That's Rory McIlroy yesterday, his interview with Golf Channel. He misses the cut by one. After a disastrous opening round 79, he shot 65 yesterday, his biggest improvement from round one to round two in his career, a 14-shot difference. The most he's ever improved ever before was a 10-shot difference, 14. That's a tremendous difference there. But
well, he's probably only shot 79
that's
three
true.
Or four times
so
in
for
his
him
life,
to be able to do that, obviously. You have to shoot bad in order to shoot well.
Right.
But you could even tell about halfway through that soundbite, Jeff, he was getting pretty emotional.
I can imagine. It's his home. He, like you said, he is the face of Northern Ireland in sports, I would believe. And he's just one of the best players in the world. The crowd had to just be going nuts rooting for him. And then to get that hot round going and just and then the last hole, just a miss by a shot, hitting it close on 18 or had a good chance on 18, couldn't pull it off. The momentum and you actually can gain energy from the people you're around you when you're playing golf. You know, they say there's no momentum. There's definitely momentum, especially in a game like golf. And he had it going. It'd have been great if he made the cut because who knows? Well, he could shoot two more 65s and be right in the mix. But those things happen.
That's right. 8:31 here. The time we are at Penn Hills Club in Bradford. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas. Want to thank the PGA Pro here at Penn Hills, Jake Northup, for joining us last segment. And before we bring in our next guest, Kevin, our Tee to Green Club prize giveaway, we just videoed it during the break. I know you're going to tweet it out here momentarily, but let's announce our winner.
Mike Freiling. Mike Freiling is our winner. Congratulations. I just sent you an email, Mike, and we'll make arrangements to get you the putter. I don't want to give it up. Maybe I'll just buy it
it's
off
the Mick Ultra Odyssey.
It's a really cool. It's a really cool putter. There's a video of it on my Twitter feed. But congratulations, Mike, and thank you to Michelob Ultra for providing that great prize.
Yeah, they gave us some nice stuff this year.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to meeting AJ, who was one of the winners from the Consumer Beverages Michelob Ultra giveaway. I'm playing golf with AJ and his group later this afternoon.
Awesome.
Should be fun.
And a chance to meet Kevin and Jeff and me all. At the Duster Challenge in 2 weeks. If you haven't signed up yet, you should do so. It's August 2nd, Friday, 6 p.m. at Fox Valley.
It's going to be a great time. I mean, every year we have new people do it, and they're like, wow, this was so much fun. And it's about fun, raising some funds, having a good time, and, you know, we'll find out who the best putter is. And, you know, I know some guys, the guy who lost last year in the finals, the champion's coming back, and so is the runner-up. We'll see if they meet again.
Was that coach and student?
That's correct.
That's right.
We'll see if they meet again. I don't know. There's a couple other good putters that have signed up, so it's always a good time. We've got music going throughout. We'll announce the final match.
Food, drinks.
Be great.
Our commentary, priceless, obviously.
Really.
Just our presence alone makes it worth
that,
the price.
That is correct. Everybody gets a gift for coming. Really cool deal. I won't tell you what it is, but you're going to get something cool.
That's right. Speaking of presents, you also can meet our next guest.
You should have said speaking of cool.
That's too.
Missed an opportunity
Brian. Not with Steve.
Presents. It's more about his presence.
Yes.
That's right. Stephen Barkowski, the executive director of the Western New York PGA. Steve, you will also be at the Duster Challenge providing everyone's name and lights, right, on the electronic scoreboard?
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Yes, I will definitely be out there. I would never want to miss the Duster Challenge, and we'll get the TV leaderboard going again this year. That night is a lot of fun, and I can't wait for a couple weeks from now to be back at it.
That's right. Well, while we're mentioning it, it benefits the Western New York PGA Reach Foundation, and that's reason enough to come out and have a good time and have some dinner and some drinks and listen to music. The Reach Foundation is doing great work. I know you guys have had a lot of events across Western New York this spring and summer, Steve, to benefit that foundation.
Yeah, we really appreciate, first and foremost, Brian, Kevin, thank you for the continued support through the Duster Challenge. And yeah, if you can't make it, please feel free to donate through their website. But if you can make it, it's a great deal to come out. Spend some time with your friends, and again, give back to a great cause in PGA Reach. And Jeff Mitas just finished helping out with our PGA Hope program at Glen Oak, which was a six-week program teaching golf to disabled veterans, and it's just amazing. I've been fortunate to be part of this Hope program since it started. It started with about maybe 6 to 10 veterans, and this year we had over 40 registered. The impact that it's making is unreal. We've got an actual letter from a veteran that golf literally saved his life from our program this year. So The funds that are being given out at the Duster Challenge, it goes to a great cause, trust me. We can't say thank you enough to the veterans and what they do, it's incredible. So,
yeah. If I may interject, that's not the first letter we've received like that, too. I mean, even in our first year, I think it was 2012, 2013, the impact you have on people's lives, you don't even realize it. You know, you're just out there trying to help them play golf and how it affects people's outstanding.
That's great. Steven, I know another event for the Hope Foundation. You have a 100 holes of golf event coming up, right?
Yes, we do. We have a bunch coming up around the section. We've got one in Erie, Pennsylvania in August. In September, I think there's going to be one in Buffalo and one in Rochester. If you're interested in joining us, Glen Oak is going to host one later this year. If you want to come out, play 100 holes of golf and help us raise some funds and really have some fun, give us a call at the Western New York PGA. We'd love to have you. We had about, I think, 6 or 7 of us last year, right, Brian, Jeff, that did it at Glen Oak and raised some good funds for the program.
And we do it in a format that we play very quickly. It's not, you're not out there for 12 hours. No, it's continuous play. We just keep moving. We played in 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun, no doubt.
Just in 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we do a different format. Yeah. I'll hit the tee shot. Brian's out there
in the fairway ready to hit it. Oh. You're up on the green ready to putt.
Right. And then I hit the tee shot. They go look for it for a while.
And while you're putting, I'm making my way to the next tee. As soon as the ball goes in the hole, then I hit the next tee shot and we go. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's like a race. It really is, no doubt. Steven Barkowski, the executive director. Oh, go ahead, Steve. Go ahead.
I think we should try to raise some funds on how many golf balls we actually use throughout the day this year.
I've got a few left, so I'm good for that day. Yeah, I think I got a half dozen.
That's right.
If you did it with one ball, that'd be incredible.
Yeah, that would be hard.
That would be.
That would be hard to do.
Yeah, having to wait.
But not impossible.
Well, it depends on the quality of player you bring to the plate that day. Yes.
All right.
Robert Trent Jones golf courses aren't exactly.
Yeah, there's some water.
Yes.
At Glen Oak, there's a few water and some oaks.
Right.
That's right.
Clustered together.
Right.
8:37 here on Tee to Green. Steven Barkowski, the executive director of the Western PGA, joining us. Steve, obviously a big reason why we are here at Penn Hills today is for the Blaisdell Pro-Am, which is next week. We spoke with George Duke from Zippo earlier about it and with Jake Northup, the pro here, about it. So let's get your 2 cents on it. Just what do you like about this event? And it obviously, for the Western New York PGA pros, this is a major chance for them to have a great opportunity to maybe win some prizes.
Yeah, we're very fortunate that what Mr. Duke has done for this tournament and Jake Northup, our PGA pro there. It's Jeff mentioned to you that we're one of the smaller sections of the 41 in the country, and this is a nationally recognized event where some of the best PGA pros from across the country are coming out. There's, like you said, there's not many other events you can play for this much money as a club pro. And it is life-changing for some of our club pros that, you know, they're not making hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. So for them to be able to use their skills and play for that kind of money, it's impressive. And you're going to see some of the best players across the country come out. So, you know, between the Porter Cup next week and this event, if you made the trip down to Penn Hills on Tuesday, you can watch some of the professionals across the country, and then you get to watch some of the best amateurs across the country Wednesday through Saturday at Niagara Falls. So it's a good week to watch some golf if you're free and you're not doing anything. I would suggest you come out to Penn Hills and watch it on Tuesday. But like I said, we're very fortunate, and there's only one other tournament that I know of across the country like this, and it's actually a $100,000 purse. And the winner takes $100,000, winner take all. So this year actually gets second, third place, fourth place. But it's just a special event, and over 40 of our PGA professionals will be in the field, and then over 30 across the country will be coming in.
And there's a new long drive contest, Steve? Are we having a...
Yeah, today we're actually going out to Rochester. We've got the World Long Drive Tour coming into town Wednesday. This coming Wednesday, where the professionals are coming out to a complex in Rochester. It's free to come out and watch them play, but we partnered up with them this year, and we're hosting the inaugural Junior Golf World Long Drive Contest today. So we've got over 30 kids coming out that qualified through drive, chip, and putt this year, and the top players after today's event are actually going to get a spot on the Golf Channel and actually walk out with the World Long Drive professionals on Wednesday night. So
that's awesome.
Again,
awesome.
The PGA continues to it's funny that National Golf Foundation came out with a stat recently, and golf is up, but it's golf is up and off course. So 10% of the rise in golf this year is because of off course stuff. such as long drive competitions or Top Golf or Drive Shack. So, you know, we continue to try new things and get kids just excited about the game of golf, whether it's playing 9 holes, 18 holes, 6 holes, just get out there and play. So we're excited about this new long drive contest today.
Well, and you have, was it the final qualifier for Drive, Chip, and Putt next week at Fox?
Yep.
Yes, we have one more local qualifier. So if you're a kid 6 to 15, you haven't signed up yet, it's free. We'll have you out at Fox Valley next week. It's your final chance in our section to make it through the sub-regionals. So sign up today. I think the registration actually closes tonight. So sign up for that. And then we host the sub-regionals in August at Glen Oak. And that's just the second step towards making it at the Masters.
Well, it's funny. My son, who's 9, I said, hey, I took him out the other day to practice. And he goes, well, I want to go practice on the course. I just want to play, Dad. And I said, okay. And he goes, but you're going to play too, right? Because it's not fun to play by yourself, which I thought was kind of a cool thing. For me. And he goes, and I got to get my junior league jersey on because I'm going to play golf. Loves that thing. No, and you know what? But I love it because it gets him excited to go play, right? And he was excited to go play there and hit different shots and just I see golf a little differently watching my kid play it. And I know you do too, Brian. And so kudos to the PGA of Western New York and the PGA of America for creating these opportunities to get kids excited about golf.
And that's exactly what it's all about. And, yeah, it's awesome to see the kids in their junior league jerseys. We're close to 600 kids now in the PGA Junior League program. But that's the golfer, I think we can all agree, is looks different than it did 20, 30 years ago. The next generation coming up is completely different than the generation that recently went through. And that's all we're trying to do is get these kids excited about playing golf. Doesn't have to be in the traditional format. It could be junior league, drive, chip, long drive contest. Just get them playing it because, as you know, later on in your life, you can play it for a long time, and it actually helps you in your business. So we want these kids to play throughout their life and hopefully someday be members at our clubs around Western New York.
That's right. Well, Steve, thank you again for all you do for juniors and veterans, and we look forward to seeing you and your staff at the Duster Challenge coming up in a few weeks. And thanks for sending us here to Penn Hills today. It's a beautiful place. We're looking forward to playing it after the show.
Absolutely. Thanks for making the trip, guys, and promoting the event, and I look forward to seeing you guys in a few weeks.
That's right. Awesome. Thanks. Stephen Barkowski with us. Thanks, Steve. From the Western New York PGA, as we roll on here from Penn Hills Club. Before we go to break.
Is your son, by the way, this Thursday, too?
Yeah, he's doing
okay,
this Thursday.
Okay, so we got to make our... Yes, we got to do our post round.
That's right.
We have a new tradition with our sons.
Okay.
That's right.
That's a good thing.
After the drive, chip, and
drive,
putt.
Drive, chip, and putt.
Does it involve ice cream?
No.
Because it's early.
It's early.
Okay, gotcha.
Our kids are still in the young division, so we start at like 7 a.m.
Yes. Yeah.
But it's a good tradition. But it's the equivalent of the early morning ice cream version.
Gotcha.
That's right. Hey, before we go to break, kudos to Golf Channel and NBC. They showed all 156 golfers at the Open at least one shot from every single player. I'm going to tweet it out. The producers actually had a picture of the entire field, and they actually, with a highlighter, would highlight each name at some point when they showed them. The producers, the announcers, Mike Tirico and Dan Hicks, and those guys, I mean, they did such a tremendous job. Is there anything Tirico can't announce? I mean, he did hockey play-by-play this year and was awesome at it. But anyway,
He's a mean guy, though. No, I'm kidding. Mike is an awesome guy.
Yeah, 156 golfers, and NBC said, quote, if you're good enough to qualify for the Open, you deserve to be seen on TV. NBC has shown at least one golf shot from the entire field now at the Open for four consecutive years.
Well, you know,
that's
impressive.
Hard to do. It's hard to pull off.
Right. Because of their daylight, though, also.
Right? Yes.
Well, the expense to do it, it's a great expense to do.
To stay on the air that long.
You know, you just think about utilities, the hourly rates, the overtime, all that stuff. But it's a major championship, so they do it. But because of daylight over there, they start all in one.
That's cool.
Right? I mean, there's no split tees.
Right.
So, yeah, that's why they're playing to like 10 at night in England anyways.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah, they have
not now.
They're
but,
further north, so they get more sunlight this time of year.
Yes,
right? They keep the
I noticed
longer.
It when I was in England 2 weeks ago. It was like 10:30, and we were walking around at night, and it was still kind of light out.
Yeah.
And I mean, in Northern Ireland's even more north. I'm sure it's lighter even more there in the summer. So, yeah, kudos to them.
All the more reason why we should take a golf trip there.
That's right. That's right. We could play golf until 11 at night.
Sometimes you need those later tea times in Ireland. That's all I'm saying.
That's right.
I had a PGA professional I knew worked up in Alaska, and they were open in midsummer. It was something like 22 hours a day. Can you imagine?
Oh, that's cool.
That's a tough.
Tough shift.
That's right. A tough club pro job, right
but,
there. Yeah,
but it's Alaska. There's only 50 members.
Your season is shorter.
It is shorter. Yes,
that's right. All right, we'll get our final the open here as we'll step aside, take our final break here from Penn Hills Club in Bradford, with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, Kevin Sylvester. I'm Brian Colziel. Final check of the open and our final thoughts when we return after this on Tee to Green. Custom fit for your game.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard, brought to you by Encore Golf, Buffalo's Golf Ball, and by Donald Ross, the world's finest golf apparel, and by New Era Golf, headwear engineered to perform that never sacrifices style.
More frustrating than anything else, because this is a major championship and I love playing in these events, and I love the atmosphere. I love just the stress of playing a major, and unfortunately I've only had a chance to win one of them and was able to do it, but the other three I didn't do very well.
That's Tiger Woods. He misses the cut for the 20th time as a pro on the PGA Tour. His 10th time he's missed the cut in a major. Just for some perspective here, Brooks Koepka, who we know is the best player in the world right now, he's missed 18 cuts. He's 29 years old. That's the 20th cut that Woods has ever missed, 10th in a major. So, and it's not a knock on Koepka in any way. We're just trying to compare who's the best player right now. Koepka at age 29 has missed 18 career cuts. Woods, in his career, this is only the 20th cut he's
ever missed. An injury-riddled
career,
too.
An injury-riddled career. Also, speaking of cuts, Woods misses it as well as Phil Mickelson. It's the first time ever in major championship history that they both missed the cut in the same major.
Isn't that 82 majors?
It's 80-something. Yeah.
I think that's incredible. Right. That's
Isn't that amazing?
I thought it was 77. I thought I heard 77.
It's like 20
majors.
Years of majors.
But that's incredible.
But that's amazing. In majors in which they've both played, one of them has always made the cut. First time ever that they both missed it.
You see, Phil, by the way, he had, you know, the hard reset video, and then he the fireside with Phil videos. You see the one with
Zach Johnson.
Zach
this
Johnson
week.
In the locker room. It's pretty good.
He's taken to social media. Phil.
He's good. Yes. He's you know what? It's actually very good.
I think it's excellent.
Yeah.
He just got started too.
Like, yes.
He just had a Twitter account a year ago or something. Got it going.
Yeah. One thing from the Open here, and then we'll get into our final thoughts on how we think the weekend will play out. A little conflict yesterday on the 18th green between European Tour player Bob McIntyre and American Kyle Stanley. They played together for the first 2 days, and according to McIntyre, he approached Stanley on the 18th green and kind of got in a verbal altercation in terms of arguing with him after they were done with their round. He said he wanted to wait till the end of the round. He didn't want it to be a distraction, but he said he couldn't let it go. According to McIntyre, Stanley failed to yell four numerous times throughout the 2 days after errant shots. One of his errant shots struck his caddy's mother. Greg Milne, it happens to be his caddy, his mother Stephanie, got hit by one of Kyle Stanley's shots. McIntyre said it was the second time in that round that Stanley hit someone in the crowd, and both times he was displeasured with the fact that Stanley didn't yell. He says, quote, his ball goes into the crowd, we're trying to shout four, but it's later as we're picking up the ball late as it's coming into the crowd. He's just standing there watching it. People didn't have enough time to react. When we shouted, it ended up hitting my caddy's mom. I told Stanley afterwards how I wasn't happy about it, and he didn't like the response. He said, though, that he didn't see it. So, anyway. The third member, by the way, in that group was Andrew Beef Johnston in that group. Johnston didn't want to get into it, but he said, quote, it wasn't too pleasant in terms of the conversation and exchange.
I can't picture Kyle Stanley yelling. Yeah. He's a very, I'm not joking, he's a very soft-spoken guy.
And Kev, you might know this because you get those memos when you're covering the PGA Tour on PGA Tour Radio, is they sent a memo out to players about a week ago to everyone, saying that injuries to spectators right now are becoming a really serious concern for the PGA Tour, telling them that members are reminded to the use of the word "for" as a warning, as etiquette, is something that simply should be done every time.
Well, you know, those memos are usually posted in the locker room, and I've seen, you know, we get access to the locker room, and I don't typically go in there unless I have to, but sometimes I'll go in just to see the memos, right?
Yeah.
Just to see, so because it helps us to see what memos are posted about maybe local rules or stuff like that. They'll be posted in the locker room. And there's oftentimes, like, we're camped out behind green stuff. I'll yell "for" if you're tracking the ball. And people say, "How do you see?" I go, "Hey, if you're around and you see a cameraman around, but you know, especially a guy who's on the ground based, follow the camera. He's following the ball, all right. And if it's turning towards you, you know."
And the camera guys are the best at the business at finding the ball.
People
by
are
the
like,
way.
"What you know? Yeah. What can you do?" Well, don't look up, all right. You know,
cover your head.
Cover your head so you don't take one in the face.
Right.
I got hit by Nancy Lopez when I was a child at the they used to have an LPGA event in Rochester.
Locust Hill.
I remember it hurt. That's what I remember.
Yeah. Well, you know, and the other thing too, I was think of Tiger at Bethpage Black on hole one. I forget which round it was. The cops are trying to move people, and I'm heavy grass. That ball could have gone anywhere. He could have hit a hosel rocket off of someone's skull that's standing 15 feet in front of him.
Oh, they don't leave enough room, it seems.
They
let these guys hit these shots.
These little lanes there, I know they're the best in the world, but listen, they can hit bad shots.
Yeah, it happens, no doubt. Well, the leaderboard itself, as we look at the top, J.B. Holmes and Shane Lowry will be in the final pairing today at 10:50 this morning. So about 2 hours from now, TV's already underway on Golf Channel. It'll flip over to NBC today as well. Fleetwood and Westwood are in the second last pairing. Cameron Smith, Justin Harding, they go up at 10:30. Rose and Koepka at 10:20. Spieth and Putnam, and then Fratelli and Van Ruin at 10 p.m.
Excuse me,
at 10 a.m. this morning.
Did
yes,
you see Van Ruin's
the
pants?
Jogger pants.
Yeah,
I'm not wearing those.
Well, it's not really our body type look.
Yeah. Anything saying. That involves constricting is not good for us to wear. Any of the three of us.
They're like skinny jeans that come to a very tight finish.
When
do
the elastic
ankles.
Pants come back in fashion? That's what I'm waiting for.
These have some elasticity to them, Jeff, at the ankle, but they're definitely... Not for any of us here.
Let's finish here. We got about a minute
by
left.
By the way, I'd love to see Lee Westwood win. That'd be
I was going to ask you about if Westwood gets his major finally.
It'd be like Darren Clark.
He's playing the most majors without a victory in a major.
Yeah. I mean, we talk about a guy who contended so many times, Masters.
What's the better story? Lowry, the Irishman, winning? Or Westwood?
Lee Westwood.
Westwood.
Lee Westwood. No doubt in my mind. I think it's, yes.
In Ireland?
Well, what about Koepka? I'm not talking about Ireland. I'm just talking for all of golf.
Okay.
Lee Westwood's the best story. In Ireland, it's Shane Lowry.
What if Koepka wins again?
I think that's a huge story. Yeah. And I think it might happen. So let's.
Koepka
I'll
goes,
be watching. We'll
starts
find out
the day.
Today.
Yep. Three off the lead. Rose, two off the lead. Jordan Spieth, three off the lead. I don't want to say quietly sitting there.
Knocking all over the ballpark again.
Yeah, smoking mirrors.
But he loves putting on these greens.
Yeah.
He makes them. We see more long putts made. At the Open, is it because of the slower greens? They can be more aggressive.
I think it's because it's slower. Yeah,
they can be more aggressive.
They use it more, I think, off of the greens.
Yeah. Slower greens. They're smoother. They're still smooth, I should say. Slower putts are a little bit easier to make than fast putts. I would think.
Yeah,
especially over there.
All right, so I know you're going to stick with your Koepka pick.
Yes.
Who do you? Who
I didn't
do you
make
like?
A pick last week.
I know.
We
so,
made
that's
one
all right.
for you.
Who do you like?
Who's Tommy Tolles?
Who do you like?
I think I'm going to say tomorrow's final pairing will be Brooks Koepka and Tommy Fleetwood.
Okay.
And I'll go with Koepka.
Okay. Well, I mean I like Koepka too, but I'm not going to make all three of us here. So, I don't know. I like Fleetwood a lot and he plays well. If the weather is supposed to be bad on Sunday, the wind, we were talking about the knockdown shot. I mean, Fleetwood does that, so I'll go with Tommy. Yeah, Tommy Hare.
All right.
All right.
That'd be good for golf, too. The guy's become an international star.
That's right. I agree.
Yeah, he's fun.
Hey, thank everybody here at Penn Hills. And good luck to the event. Really cool thing coming up here on Monday and Tuesday for the Western Europe PGA Pros.
Really, really cool. Really cool spot to have it, too. You know, it's kind of nestled down here in Bradford, but, you know, there's so much history. It's such a wonderful golf course. I'm excited to play today.
That's right. Enjoy the weekend of the Open. Enjoy if you're playing this weekend. Kev, have fun today in your
thank you.
Mick Ultra event. Jeff and I will be playing here. And don't forget, Kevin, two things to sign up for, right? Tee to Green Club, Duster Challenge.
Yeah, Tee to Green. Golf. TDGreen.golf. Sign up to be a club member. giveaway putter today. Come on.
Yep.
And DusterChallenge.com. Help support the Western Europe PGA Reach Foundation and their whole program. Hope to see everybody out there August 2nd at Fox Valley. It's right on the putting green. We're not going on the court. We're staying right there.
A lot of fun.
Having a great time.
That's right. Thanks to all our guests today. George Duke from Zippo, Cassie Stein from the Porter Cup, Jake Northrup, the pro here at Penn Hills, and Stephen Barkowski, the executive director of the Western New York PGA. Thank you to producer Kyle Powell back in our Amherst studios. And for PGA pro Jeff Midas, Kevin Sylvester, I'm Brian Colziel. I thank you for listening. Tee to green. It'll be up on our on-demand audio section. If you missed any of it, WGR550.com. We'll be at the Porter Cup next week at Niagara Falls Country Club. Hope you enjoyed the two-hour edition this week. Every Saturday, tee to green right here on WGR.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.